If you've been bored again this morning, you probably feel about like I do this morning. Just feel good in the spirit of the Lord this morning. I appreciate the times that you can just cry. Yeah. When? Yeah. Seems like every time you turn around, life's just rearing its old ugly head up on you, and it seems like you just can't catch a break. And then there's some times when the Lord just comes by and just lets you cry and just lets you give it to Him. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate that song that talked about trusting Him even when it hurts. We ain't immune to nothing in this life just because we've been born again. And troubles and trials come our way just like anybody. And I've come to learn and I've come to question the Lord since I've been preaching, I guess. And I hope you don't think nothing of me for saying this, but just wondering why He chose me. You know, they talk about I'm no different than any one of you here this morning. I'm truly not. I'm just a man. And, you know what? I'm just a man, and I sin, and I fall short every day of my life, and I don't understand why He chose me to be able to stand behind this book board and try to preach the gospel, but nonetheless, He has, and that's something that I've not always, I guess, cherished in the regard that I should, but the longer I've done this, and I ain't been doing it very long, I've learned to cherish it more and more, and I appreciate the times that I can stand behind this book board and try to just help you and try to give you what you stand in need of this morning, because that's what the Lord has called me to do, and there's a joy in that of just doing what the Lord has called you to do, no matter what it may be. There's a peace and a joy that can come from that, and I'm learning that more and more every day. That I guess a sign the other day. We were looking through Hobby Lobby and that we were looking for decorations for a house, and it said that where the Lord guides, He provides, and that, and I found that to be true in this walk of life, that if we'll just trust the Lord and do what He'd have us to do and go where He'd have us to go, He will make a way for us one way or another. And I appreciate that. And I appreciate the times that we've got to stand up and just put our full trust in the Lord. I don't feel like I've got very much, but I feel like I've got a thought in our heart, and that whatever the Lord would have us do or say, that's all we want to do here this morning. And I appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. I truly do. And if I can get myself out of the way, then there'll be some preaching done. And if not, we'll just sit down and get out of the way. But if you got your Bibles with you this morning, we're going to read in a couple spots. We're going to read in the 6th chapter of the book of Galatians. Just read a few verses, and then we're going to flip over to, I believe, the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, and just read a few verses there. But in the 6th chapter of the book of Galatians, and starting in the 7th verse, the Bible says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." And that's the scripture we feel like reading in Galatians, and that the thought that we have upon our heart, it seems like it may not, fit when you think, when I've tried to ponder on this and think about it, naturally speaking, but that of the thought that we have upon our heart, and that we were watching the other day, we were watching a movie, and that we were sitting there, Tracy and Paul are out of town, and they got a little screen porch back there that's screened in with a TV back there, and we like to sit out there at night sometimes, and we began to watch a movie, and that that we haven't watched in a long time, and that The Field of Dreams. I'm sure everybody in here has probably watched it or seen it, about the man that cuts out a lot of his corn crops and builds a baseball field because there was a voice that told him to do so, and that he did everything. And throughout the movie, I began to realize how he didn't always understand what it was that he was supposed to be doing, but he followed the voice and done what he was supposed to do, and that and it come to the end of it, and that of the movie, and it said two or three times throughout the movie, he said, "Is this heaven?" And that he said, "No, this is Iowa." And that and it was kind of funny, but it got to the last part when his dad showed up, and he said, "Is this heaven?" And he tells him again, "This is Iowa." And he said, I believe he asked him what heaven is or something, and he said that I believe that heaven is a place where dreams dreams come true. And I began to think about that. It hit me like a sack of bricks just sitting there that night watching that movie. And that later that night, we got the opportunity to come stand this morning. I appreciate that. But I began to think about that. There was a time when I was, I believe, a 20-year-old man that the Lord come by and fulfilled every one of my dreams. And every one of my dreams came true when I got born again. I began to think about, I didn't realize at the time all the dreams that I had, and that that every one of them would come true in that moment, and that all that was in store for me along the way. And I still don't have, I guess, all of the knowledge of all that the Lord is going to do for me in this life. But getting saved and being born again, all your dreams can come true. And that's the only way into heaven. If you ever want to experience heaven, it's by being born again. But I began to think about how a lot of people look as heaven as something that's afar off in your life and something that you have to wait to get to. But let me tell you, when you get born again, when you follow the will of the Lord and do that that He'd have you to do, we can enjoy heaven on this side. And I think a lot of times we miss the mark and we look for things that are coming when we have it all right now. I can't experience it all the time in this old natural body, but the Lord will let you get to places sometimes when you feel like you can't go on any farther, and He'll take you to a place that you've never been before, to a higher place than you've ever been, and just give you the peace that you stand in need of. But I feel like reading this, and I know it's very familiar scripture, and that it's kind of hard to talk about heaven to somebody that's not born again and doesn't, I guess, hasn't experienced it before. But if I might be able to read to you this morning, like the sister said this morning, people overcomplicate this thing so many different ways. They try to make it harder than it really is. But in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans, starting in the 9th verse, it explains to you exactly how easy it is to be born again and experience what it is that we all preach and talk about. And that the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich and unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, folks. And it's really that simple. A lot of people try to overcomplicate this thing when all you have to do is trust the Lord and believe the Lord when He calls upon your heart to be saved. I believe that the Bible says, I flipped over and read, just I guess trying to get a hold of something sitting on the pew. Seems like sometimes you sit there and you know without a shadow of a doubt what you have to read and what you're going to stand on and the thought that you're going to have. And it seems like sometimes you have to wait upon the Lord and trust upon the Lord and know that He's going to give you the words to say when you need Him. And that I worried about that when I first started preaching, about trying to have everything figured out and trying to have all the words, when none of the words come from me anyway. They all come from the Lord. And if they come from me, then we're backing up and we're messing up. And I don't want to lead anybody astray, but it talks about it's more than just to know God, but it's to be known of God. And that's the difference in that. People in this day and time, you seems like every time you turn around, there's a church popped up at some strip mall or some street corner everywhere, and they're preaching a watered down gospel to people, and they're confusing them more than they're doing anything. They can sit there and they can try to worship and praise the Lord all they want to when they're deader than 400. It seems like the old saying that the road to hell is paved with good intentions, folks. And that's the truth in this life. It doesn't matter where your heart's at. If your heart's not with the Lord, and if you don't have the Lord in your heart, it doesn't matter what you do or who you try to help or who you try to be in this life. If you don't know the Lord and the Lord doesn't know you, it does not matter, folks. That's as simple as it can be. You're going to bust the gates of hell wide open. And I'm sorry that sounds harsh, and I know it does. But it's a fearful thing in this life to tempt the Lord and to go through this life without the Lord. Folks, I told you, I'm just as human just like everybody else, just like each and every one of you. I fall and I stumble and I fall short of the glory of the God every day in this life I do. But it seems like whenever we can ever just get to the place when we turn loose, let go of the book board, let go of the things that are holding you back, just right on the verge of taking the full plunge with the Lord, that's when we can get the help that we stand in need of, folks. I'm telling you, whenever we get the troubles and the worry of this world off of our minds and we get it fully fixed upon the Lord, then we can get the help that we stand in need of. I don't know why it's been on my heart. I got family members that I love that have been saved, I guess, that so they say that I've heard before and that they've gone to church, but the fruits don't show it. I believe that and that if we've been born again and we're living for the Lord, that our fruits will show exactly what we're doing and where our hearts are at. You can't claim to be something in this life that you're not. Okay, the Bible tells us that we should be wary of a man that claims to be something that is nothing in this life. And that, I've been there, folks. When I first started preaching, I wanted to be like all these elders. I wanted to be like the ones that could just rear back and let it fly, so they say. And that seems like they hit the ground running and preach for an hour and a half, and it's just the greatest thing you ever heard. And maybe one day I'll get there, but the Lord didn't call me to be these other men. The best thing that I ever realized in this life is that I'm not each and every other man. I'm not Randy Jackson. I'm not Steve anymore. I'm not Tracy Collin. I'm Brock Harper. The Lord called me to preach. I've sinned and I've done wrong by the Lord even since I've been saved, but so have we all in this life. It's part of dealing with this flesh, and it's part of living with this outward man that we have to deal with every day. But if we can ever focus on the inner man, truly and wholly, it will work. It's the only way it will ever work. You know, me and my wife have been trying for going on 3 years now, I believe, this coming January, to have a baby, and we've lost two, and it's I don't know how to explain the way it feels when you go to the doctor and that, to not expect to be able to have them tell you that your child's heart has stopped beating, and but I know that I have to trust him when it hurts. That's the only way it's ever going to work, is when we trust him when it hurts. And that the Lord will come by sometimes in this life when you feel like there's no way to go on, and it seems like you just want to give up hope and you want to stop trying. Me and my wife have had the conversation before whether we should just give it up and forget about it. But there's no place to quit in this life. I believe I only told my wife about this, but the Lord come by the other night, and it seems like another month when it didn't happen. In that, we were both kind of tore up, and I have lived in a place in that for the past 3 or 4 years. It's been good to us, and it allowed us to get married and to be able to have a place to live in that. But there come a time when it was time to move on, and it was time to find a place that we could move forward at. And the Lord blessed us and allowed us to buy a house in that, and it's been good to us. And there's a room in the house that's right across from the master bedroom in there that one day, Lord willing, when he sees fit to bless us, is going to be that of a nursery one day. And that, we were sitting there one night and we were both tore up, and we were just talking about how we just wanted to give up and stop calling that room the nursery and stop looking for it. And I went to close the door on that room and just leave it shut. And this is amazing how the Lord works. And that, we painted the entire house, and we went through there and we took all the striker plates off the door so we could paint the jams. And we're still finishing all that little stuff that we moved in. And I went through the house the other day and I put all the striker plates back on the doors, and every door in the entire house, I don't know if you know anything about it, but the hole in the striker plate has to line up with the plunger on the doorknob for the door to stay shut. And every room, each single room in the entire house, the door will stay shut except for that room. It's the only room in the entire house that the door will not stay shut. And I closed the door the other night, and the door pulled itself back open. And I don't just mean it just barely opened. The door physically opened and I could see into the room. And you tell me the Lord won't come by when you need him. I don't know when it's going to be. But folks, we've got to trust him when it hurts. And if you don't have a clue what I'm talking about here this morning, the 10th chapter in the book of Romans tells you exactly how you can get it. There's no need to overcomplicate this thing, folks. There's really not. There's really not. In the book of Acts, when Saul had the experience that he had before he was made Paul. It talks about, it says, if I can find it, it said, arise and go into the city and it shall be told thee what thou must do. He didn't tell him in that moment what he had to do. He told him to arise and go and he shall be told. And he had the faith and he trusted and he went. And we all know where what the Lord let Paul do and all that he done and all that he wrote and that he did for the church and for the Lord. But it said, arise and go into the city and it shall be told thee what thou must do. He didn't tell him right then exactly what he was supposed to do. He had to have the faith to trust the Lord and do what the Lord told him to do. And we all know, you read down and it worked. He was working on both ends with Ananias. And Ananias was fearful to do what he had to do, but he was willing. It takes all of us, folks. It takes all of us. It truly does. And that, Paul was just a man just like any of us. We like to hold him up here, I guess, as some kind of a superhero or something for all that he done, but he was just a man. Just like me and you. Just like me and you in this life. You know, I feel but just about the most unworthy of a person to stand behind this book board. I truly do. And I hope and pray that I always feel that way. I hope and pray that when it comes my lot, my time to die when I'm old or whenever the Lord sees fit to take me out, however long I've been preaching, I hope in that moment I feel the same way that I feel right now. Just as low as I can possibly feel. That's the only way it'll ever work in this life. It truly is, you know. But I feel like that's about as far as the Lord would have me go this morning. I don't want to put myself in it. I just don't want to do anything to go against the Lord. I truly don't. But the day that I got born again, all my dreams come true. And it's amazing. It's dreams that I didn't even know I had yet. And dreams that I didn't know that I would ever have. And that... But all your dreams and hopes in this life can come true if you just get born again and just come to know the Lord. And it's just as simple as the Lord calling upon your heart and dealing with you. Just call upon the name of the Lord and you can be saved. It's been good to be here this morning. I know each and every one of you in here has probably been born again, but I know there's some young ones that are coming that are, it may not seem like they're listening, but when the Lord sends a message like this, there's always someone that'll hear it. And it doesn't go out in vain. I promise you, it doesn't. All we can do in this life is just plant a seed and let the Lord work. And that's all I hope to do is just plant a seed this morning. But it's been good to be here. That's about as far as we feel like going this morning. I won't tarry any longer. If you want to get a verse of a song or close out, however you see fit.